Welcome to Keep the Republic with Dr. Daniel Bobinski, editor of True Idaho News. Keep the Republic is brought to you by the Political Action Committee, Conservatives of Picture Perfect Window Cleaning, Michael Hahn of Fathom Realty, and ThinkExodus.org. And now, here's Daniel.
Well, hello and welcome to Keep the Republic. This is Dr. Daniel Bobinski, your host for the next half an hour as we discuss issues facing America from a Judeo-Christian perspective. And if you've been listening to my show for any length of time, you know that's what I do. But unless the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. And so we need to be including God in all that we do. And that's why we're here. We're talking about stuff from that perspective. And I hope as you listen to this show, you're getting information that you can use and help maybe get plugged in and make a difference in our culture and in our politics. With me today is a very special guest, Sue Gaston, who happens to be the Ada County Director for Conservatives of, which is one of our sponsors. Sue Gaston, welcome to Keep the Republic.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. And I do believe this is the first time you've been on the show.
Right.
And before we get in all the hot news that's out there, I want to point out a few things about you to our audience, because you are a prayer warrior. You are part of a group that goes down to the state capitol on a weekly basis, and you guys pray. Do I have that correct?
Well, it was weekly during the session, but we have continued that. But I would say it's more popcorn style right now. We're not necessarily physically going to the Capitol, but we're still praying pretty regularly. And then last week, actually, we went to BSU campus and walked that campus and prayed. So we're being a little bit creative, and now we're gearing up for the session. So we'll be concentrating again on the Capitol. The legislators appreciate it. They see a friendly face. They know we're there to pray for them. We're not there to point any fingers. We know it's a rough job. And we know we can change the atmosphere by what we're bringing to the Capitol. It's been phenomenal. I love it. I can't wait for it to start again. And like to say, we have been going other places, but it's exciting when it's in session. It's important.
I do know of other groups that go down. So I think anybody within the sound of our voices can go out and say, hey, let's go down to the Capitol and pray. You don't have to join a group. It is a public access building. You can just walk in, walk through, pray prayers over the offices as you walk past them, or stand in front of them and pray, and sit down on one of the benches and pray, and just fill that whole building with the presence of the Lord. I would love to see more and more people doing that. And I just say thank you for taking the time to do that.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because we had Constitution Day here last month, and I was talking about that. It was down at the park across the street from the Capitol. And the bottom line was, go, you know, don't have to organize a big group, two or three, right? Two or three can go. And the more we go and fill that Capitol with prayers and worship, and I'm glad you told people to just go. It's the people's house. It's open. You'd be surprised at how many people say, oh, can we go in? Is it open? We're like, yes, it's open.
Lots of good news happening. Now, I've on my show the past couple of weeks, I have been talking a lot of, I don't want to say gloom and doom, but I've been pointing out some of the stuff that's happening and why we need to be involved. And there's a lot of it out there. I mean, Satan is, he knows his time is short, and he's not wanting to see God have any victories. And he's got a full court press going in on us. And at the end of this show, at the end of every show that we do, we say, you know, please pray for our republic and for godly men and women who will fight to keep it. And so I would like to believe that people have been praying, because we've got some really good news happening lately. And I'm going to go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which would be God's people, right? This is God talking here. If my people who are called by my name, say, you know, Christians, hello, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's four things we have to do. Humble ourselves, one, pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways. which, like I said, includes realizing or coming to the idea that we could do this on our own. No, we need him. If we do those four things, then God says he's going to do three things. I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now, up until recently, we've seen a lot of communist infiltration happening at the federal and even at the state and local level. But the House of Representatives just selected a new Speaker of the House, Mr. Mike Johnson. Did you know this guy is a Christian?
I did, but not at first. But there was a lot of prayer going out on this decision. So that's great news. I feel like that's a victory. I feel like that's something that God is smiling at, because I get a newsletter, Intercessors for America. And then we have a group that a prayer group at my church I'm going to. And so this was a big topic. And I think there was prayer, you know, so much prayer going out for it. And then the little struggle was happening. Well, when the struggle was happening, so this verse jumped out to me. It was about when Samuel was going to go anoint the new king, right? And he goes to David's house and he looks at all the sons. And is that one? No, it's not that one. It's not. And then what stood out was he says, are there any more? We all know the story. And the dad says, oh, well, yeah, David's tending the sheep. And Samuel says, go get him. We are not going to sit down for a meal until he comes. And that just stood out to me, because the Lord was saying, this is my timing. I'm not in a hurry. I know the man I want, and I'm going to just let it go through the process, right? It had to go through the process to get to where we're at. And so that was like, just don't worry about it. We're going to go through what we go through. And then I think the right man was picked. So that's exciting. And that was prayer, and that was God's timing.
And there were a number of people whose names were put forth, and none of them worked out. And here you go. It's just all of a sudden everybody coalesced right around Mike Johnson. It was 100%. Everybody was in unity. I did pull up his bio. This is interesting. It says Representative Mike Johnson's an evangelical Christian who's been involved in religious causes for many years. He's made no secret of his faith during his 6 years as a congressman, and his Christian background has been a key part of his political identity. He's repeatedly voiced support for conservative Christian viewpoints while in office, and he even hosted a podcast, or maybe even hosting still a podcast, with his wife, Kelly, who's a licensed pastoral counselor, aimed at providing an analysis of hot topics and current events from a Christian perspective. I love this. This
wow.
Our new speaker.
He fits the job.
I actually have a little short half minute clip that I want to play of him just before he actually was formally installed as the speaker. It's where he's talking about his faith. Let's go ahead and just run this clip.
I want to tell all my colleagues here what I told the Republicans in that room last night. I don't believe there are any coincidences in a matter like this. I believe that scripture, the Bible, is very clear that God is the one that raises up those in authority. He raised up each of you, all of us. And I believe that God has ordained and allowed each one of us to be brought here for this specific moment in this time. This is my belief. I believe that each one of us has a huge responsibility today to use the gifts that God has given us to serve the extraordinary people of this great country.
Again, that's Mike Johnson you just heard right there, the new Speaker of the House. And when I listen to that, Sue, I hear him with his background. And it's kind of like, you know, when you hear these advertisements for gold investments that say, you know, past performance is no indicator of future performance. Well, I think when it comes to politics, it does. Because if I heard Nancy Pelosi say those words, she could have said those same words. But if I'd heard her say those words, I would have thought all of them were just political posturing. I wouldn't have believed anything because of her past performance. And yet here is Mike Johnson with his past performance as an evangelical Christian and standing up for scripture. And now he gets up and says those things. I believe him.
Well, it's interesting you said that, because, you know, I think we can tell, we have discernment when someone's really speaking who they are or when someone's just studying a script. And the Lord was leading me to this in wisdom because of my new position, which we haven't really talked about yet, but I was looking at James chapter 3 about the definition of wisdom. And what really stood out was, first of all, it has to be pure. And so if we want wisdom, it says ask for it. And godly wisdom, number one, pure. And so I went down a rabbit hole with all of what that means, right? And so we can't even begin to speak godly wisdom. It says, first of all, so the prime thing, the most important thing above all else is being pure. And so what does that mean? It's not works. It means what's my heart? Like, what's my heart like? So when you see someone talking from their heart, you know it's authentic. And that's kind of how that speech was. That's who that person is, right? That's who Congressman Johnson is, our new speaker. He's not reading off a piece of paper.
No, it's who he is. You're absolutely right. I'm so glad to see him there. And you've got some good news. We're gonna get right to your good news here in a second. But first, I need to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors. And one of them is Conservatives Of, which you're the director for the Ada County Conservatives Of group, but it's Conservatives Of all over the state. There's lots of different Conservatives Of chapters, if you will, throughout the state. In fact, in other states too. And they've been a sponsor of this show since the beginning. They're a political action committee with a mission to help constitutionally minded conservative Christians get elected to office. We've got constitutionally minded Christians in office today because of the help of Conservatives Of. And they work, like all super PACs do, by donations. So if you want to help candidates and causes that align with constitutional principles, you can make a donation of any size to Conservatives Of. Just go to conservativesof.com to do that. And when you do that, make sure you say, hey, thanks for being a sponsor of the Keep the Republic show. Once again, that's conservativesof.com. And Sue, you don't make a dime off of that, do you?
That's right.
Just let people know this is not, you're not raising money to help Sue. You're raising money to help get candidates elected. All the money goes to helping candidates. Let me also call your attention to Picture Perfect Window Cleaning, another sponsor of the show. They do both business and residential window cleaning, but they also do more. They do gutter cleaning, pressure washing, screen repair, and this time of year, they also hang Christmas lights. So if you don't want to go out there in the cold and hang Christmas lights, you can contact Picture Perfect. You can do that by going to windowcleaningboise.com, windowcleaningboise.com. And you can save yourself some money, by the way. You're going to get 10% off your total bill, which is going to be great if you're getting Christmas lights up, 10% off of that. Or $50 off any window cleaning job over $250. By the way, whichever is more, just go to windowcleaningboise.com. And again, you can tell them you heard about them on the Keep the Republic show to get that savings. Well, Sue, you've got some good news. We've been praying. You've been doing some things. And tell us about this good news.
Well, I'm glad you brought up praying. So, and it's interesting too, because you brought up the Conservatives Of. I like to say Conservatives of Idaho, because we are expanding statewide. We have other states asking us. All that to say, it was founded on prayer, and we keep that foundation to accomplish things. We can't do it on our own. Like you mentioned, you know, in the beginning about people humbling themselves and not doing it themselves. And the Lord gave me this little acronym for PAC. And I'm like, you know, people don't like PAC, but I could say pray, act, and community. And that's kind of how I like to describe what we've been doing. We're praying together. We're acting together. We're building a community. And so that's been going on a good couple of years. And there was a sudden resignation at Ada County Central Committee meeting for the GOP party. And I've been pretty involved. And all that to say, we had to fill 6 seats. And
let's back up a little bit. Let people know what's going on.
Go ahead.
So there was some people who were leading the Ada County Republican Central Committee, and there was some conflicts going on, different ideological perspectives and whatnot. And there was some rule changes. We did a podcast with Brian Allman about this. I don't know if anybody heard that or not, but we had some rule changes going on. And my understanding after reading the letter of resignation from Victor Miller was that, he had a whole list of his laundry list of why he was leaving. And Brian and I kind of dissected that pretty well as to why there was some, I'll say untruths in that. There was some conflict happening and some things were going to change. And I think they were going to lose. Here's the bottom. This is the Daniel Bobinski version of it. They were going to lose a lot of decision-making power, a lot of authority, and they weren't going to get their way. And I'll just, as Brian and I kind of deduced, that they're going to take their ball and go home. You don't have to agree with that. I'm just telling you that's how we defined it. So anyways, there was this big vacancy now of six people leaving the Ada County Republican Central Committee. Ada County's got like, what, 9 legislative districts in Ada County? It's huge.
Yeah.
Almost 200 precinct committeemen holding seats in this particular committee, and the top 6 people leave. All right, Sue, there's the setup. Now I'll punt it back to you.
So it was a little bit of short notice, but I wasn't really considering anything like this. And there's a chairman, first vice chair, second vice chair, third vice chair, and then treasurer and state committee chairwoman. So that was the 6 positions. And those positions all have a little description of job duties and things that each one would concentrate on. And I hadn't really even looked at the possibility of running. I figured there was plenty of other people that were interested. Well, long story short, no one was really interested in stepping up for second chair. And I got a phone call and said, well, have you looked at the duties or the responsibilities of second chair? Well, lo and behold, second chair was candidate support. And I'm like, well, whoa, I'm kind of doing that, right? So I started to think about what I was already doing in Conservatives of.
Mm-hmm.
And it fit pretty much along the lines. I'm sure I have a lot to learn. But then I called around to make sure I wasn't going to be conflicting with other people that I had heard that might have been interested. And I said, well, if you're running, I'll support you. Well, long story short, no one really wanted to run. So I said, well, I'm already doing it. So okay, I'll fill the position because I didn't hear of anybody else stepping up. So that's kind of how it happened. And why I became comfortable with it was because I was already doing what I was doing. And so I said, okay, it's not like I'm inventing something or trying to fit somewhere where I wouldn't fit.
So you are now the second vice chair for the Ada County Republican Central Committee.
You got it.
And our new chair is Thad Butterworth.
Uh-huh.
And you talk about praying, right? You talk about people humbling themselves and praying and seeking God's face and turning from their wicked ways, right? Asking for God to heal our land. I'm looking at this list of people who are now in leadership and I'm going, Christian, Christian, Christian. And I'm going, right? Awesome. I mean, solid, solid conservative Christian. I mean, Thad Butterworth, very solid conservative Christian. Ryan Spoon, Scott Cleveland, who also ran for U.S. Senator, Sue right. Hoffner and Cheryl Hurd. This is fantastic. Yes. What a great lineup of people now at the helm of the Ada County Central Committee. So we talk about God putting somebody in place at the national level, Representative Mike Johnson to be Speaker of the House, solid Christian, and here in Ada County, through prayer and seeking God on a regular basis, ta-da! God's installed you guys.
Well, it's pretty cool because, you brought up the 2 Corinthians 7:14. Well, my very first verse, it wasn't that, but it was close. When I started to go pray at the Capitol, the beginning of the session last year, it was Acts 3:19. I'm not looking at my Bible right now, but it was repent so that times of refreshing could come. And so I started to meditate on that. And, I think we all know what repent is. It's It's not like, oh, sorry. It's a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of actions, right? So it requires some sort of a change. But I kind of started with, hey, look, who wants times of refreshing? Boy, we need times of refreshing. And so it was kind of like, okay, how do we get to times of refreshing? Like, that's the outcome. But mm-hmm. The first thing you have to do is to have a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of actions. That's different for everybody. You know, maybe I'm sitting on the couch too much. I have to change an action. Maybe I'm pointing a finger judging too much. I got to repent of that sin. So whatever change was needed in each person, that first meeting at the Capitol, it was so awesome to share this. And people, we got down on our knees and we humbled ourselves before the Lord. And we wanted to make sure our heart was pure, going back to wisdom again, you know, in James. But the promise was times of refreshing. So like, okay, this is great. It's a win-win situation. We get to cleanse our heart. We get to come with pure motives. We get to come alongside and say, God, we can't do it without you. We've blown it. You know, how's that going for you? Trying it on your own? Not too well. So we all kind of agreed that, yeah, hey, let's ask God to help. You know, there's an idea.
I just pulled up Acts 3:19. It says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
There it is.
That's powerful.
And that's our foundational verse for why we go to the Capitol.
It's kind of like the New Testament version of 2 Chronicles 7:14.
It is. Isn't that amazing?
I like it very much. Very much. You know, it's interesting. When I talk a lot on the show about, you know, we need to do these things, but here you are, you're doing it. You are putting shoe leather on the stuff that I talk about on a regular basis. You're doing, and I want to encourage everybody listening. We can do this. We can repent. We can turn to God and say, hey, forgive us. And please take the wheel, take the helm. You're in charge. This is your universe. You created us. You created all of this. And we can't do this on our own. And, you know, Benjamin Franklin, when they were putting together the Constitution and there was all that arguing going on, and he said, look, you know, we fought a war seeking God every day. And, you know, a sparrow doesn't fall without God noticing it. We can't run a country unless we seek his guidance and provision. And gosh, that hasn't changed. Here we are right in 2023. That hasn't changed. Sue, I did need to pause for a moment here and give another shout out to a couple more of our sponsors. One of them is Michael Hahn. He's with Fathom Realty. And if you're looking to buy or sell a house, you can visit IdahoInvestmentProperties.com. Michael Hahn will keep your best interest in mind and represent you with integrity. If you're selling, Mike's going to help you set the best price the market will bear and help you prepare your property so it appeals to the broadest market of buyers. And if you're buying, Mike helps you find the property that meets your needs. Michael is a graduate of the Realtors Institute. He holds multiple specialist designations. He's been doing it since 2005. Contact Michael Hahn at IdahoInvestmentProperties.com. And also, let me point out the Exodus Institute. If you have your kids in what I call the government indoctrination system, my recommendation, pull them out. Take a look at thinkexodus.org. They're a fully accredited K-12 online school, fully credentialed teachers, Christian values, no woke indoctrination. I know the owners. They are Christians and 100% trustworthy. And if you're already homeschooling, they have got a supplemental program for kids in 5th through 12th grade. It's on-demand video. They do all the teaching. They do all the grading. Only $20 a month, and you can cancel anytime. Find out more by going to thinkexodus.org. Thinkexodus.org. Well, Sue, we got a few minutes left in the show. Just to recap, we're talking with Sue Gaston, who is now the second vice chair of the Ada County Republican Central Committee. She's also the Ada County Director for Conservatives Of. And you've been helping constitutionally minded folks gather. You guys have a monthly meeting. It's always at, I think it's at Harvest Church, right?
Yeah, Harvest Church. We're so happy to have Pastor Mark let us use that every second Monday.
And that's in Meridian, Harvest Church in Meridian, every second Monday. What time does that start?
6:30 p.m. We won't meet for Christmas in December, but we are going to meet this November. I think that's the 13th, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so. By the way, Pastor Ken Wild there at Capital Church and also in Meridian put out a book recently. You guys have been pushing it at Conservatives Of, and I'm going to recommend that people pick it up because I'm going to give it away for free. It's called The Role of the Ecclesia in Transforming Culture. And this is why the Ecclesia, meaning the body of Christ, how we need to be involved in transforming culture. Free book. If you send me an email to keeptherepublic@protonmail.com, I will send this as a PDF to you absolutely free. And by the way, Sue, I believe you're the person that sent me that book.
Yes, it was so great. And I recommend everybody to get it because we're supposed to be involved in all areas of culture. We had a Conservatives of meeting, a few months back, and I titled it, Let's Talk About Religion and Politics. So this whole thing about we don't talk about it. Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about it. And it was a really good meeting. And we do. We need to be influencing culture. I want to mention my husband, Steve, too, because I get these ideas and then I run them by Steve. And, you know, when it was time to go pray at the Capitol, I said, well, Steve will go with me. Right. So I'm like, I don't care. It was just two of us. It didn't matter how many showed up. It was a God idea. And I stepped out and did it. And it was that simple. And pretty soon, here's somebody else. And here's somebody else. I mean, we've had from 10 to 30. So it's not the numbers. If God tells you to go do something, or if you have an idea and the idea is a God idea, like the devil wouldn't be telling me to go pray at the Capitol. So it's like, okay, grab a friend and go do it. And that's how you do it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Sue, I'm unfortunately looking at the clock and realizing we're at the end of our show here. I want to again congratulate you for becoming the second vice chair of the Ada County Republicans. And your prayers, everybody's prayers, I would hope to say that God is acting on our prayers and he's helping to restore this land and our county. And most of all, by the way, we need to be telling people about Jesus as we do all of this. So
right.
Politics and religion are not mutually exclusive. Okay.
We're going to change that narrative, aren't we?
Amen to that. All right, Sue Gaston, thank you so much for joining me here on Keep the Republic. And to the rest of you listening out there, I thank you so much for tuning in. This is Keep the Republic on KBXL. We'll catch you next week at the same time. Until then, be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to Keep the Republic, sponsored by Conservatives Of, Picture Perfect Window Cleaning, Michael Hahn of Fathom Realty, thinkexodus.org. Also, please pray for our republic and for godly men and women who will work to keep it.